Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and brightest of Hollywood Glam Squad pros. We're talking hairstylists, makeup artists, manicurists, facialists. You guys get the idea. And of course, I would be nowhere grounded without my cohort, my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Oh, hi, Gwen. Happy to be in the clear, friendly beauty skies with you today.
Right? No turbulence this week. No turbulence. No. How are you, Trav? What's happening?
I am doing great. Just getting off a wedding weekend. Excited to be back in our fake little offices talking about beauty with your shining face, who's never looked younger, by the way. Stop doing that.
I really work hard at it, Trav. Yeah. I really do. I work so
You've
hard.
You've got the combo.
Just got a haircut, which, you know, I didn't get a haircut for like 18 months. And then I finally got a haircut with our very special guest today. Yeah, I'm just going to get right into it because this whole segment is devoted to how to handle these busy months, because now I just feel like we're barreling towards the holidays. And all of a sudden I'm feeling that, like, that stress that I never have enough time to do anything. So we have got an amazing guest today. She's going to tell us how to maximize our beauté in minimal time. And if you haven't guessed, because hopefully you guys know that I am the hairfluencer and you follow my every hair move, and you saw my recent haircut with none other than Justine Marjan, celebrity hairstylist and, of course, mega influencer. She is all over just giving us the best tips for hair and life. Hi, Justine.
Hey, guys. Thank you for that really nice introduction. So nice to chat with you guys this morning.
So, guys, I just have to tell you that, like, you know, I didn't get a haircut for about 18 months of the pandemic. My last haircut before seeing Justine was in, like, it was like March 13th of 2020. And then I didn't get a haircut. And I was all set to, like, cut 6 inches off, which still would have been extraordinarily long hair. But I walked into my appointment with Justine and her hair was like practically down to her waist, looking thick and lustrous and gorgeous. And so I was like, yeah, you know, just like shape it a little bit because I can't cut too much length. You are giving me all the feels. So first of all,
thank you.
You know, let's just jump right into the fact that you are a new mom.
Yes.
You had this beautiful baby boy, Avishai. How old is he now?
He's 7 months.
I love that you note his age with pizza slices.
Yes, we did that. It's fun. Wanted to do something a little different, and we love pizza. It's a good excuse to get pizza once a month.
Exactly. But, you know, for someone like you who is running from celebrity client to celebrity client, you're on a plane all the time. You know, it's like life is sort of getting back to somewhat normalcy. What do you do to, you know, cut down on time, but still look amazing? Like, I was amazed to see that your hair just looked better than ever. And yet you're a new mom, you're back to working like crazy and traveling like crazy. So what are you doing?
Well, I think first of all, the most important thing is healthy hair. Like, that makes the biggest difference if you want, especially a low maintenance routine. So I take really good care of my hair and scalp health. And then I'm able to like cut corners when I'm styling if I need to. So
that is so true. You've already got the shine. You've already got the lustrousness. So what do you use on your scalp? What's your favorite scalp treatment?
Oh my gosh, I've been trying out new ones lately, but I have so many different remedies. I always kind of alternate depending. I'm not a minimalist when it comes to product. Like, my shower has like 5 shampoos and conditioners and like 3 different scalp scrubs, just because I always want to try different things and like see how they work. So lately I've been using the DP Hue scalp. It's an apple cider vinegar scalp scrub. And it works really great. And I really feel like that's great at exfoliating the scalp, especially as we get into winter months and people have like dry, flaky scalp. Or if you're traveling, you know, now we're traveling again. A lot of people haven't traveled for a long time. So the changes in altitude can oftentimes really affect your scalp health. And then also stress really affects your scalp health. So using a scrub is really good to just exfoliate, stimulate the hair follicles, and make sure that the scalp is really clean. And then you can also use those great ingredients that are great for your hair in it, like apple cider vinegar. I also love the new Tresemme Scalp Detox Shampoo and Conditioner. That's a really great clarifier, probably good for like once a week or once a month, depending on your hair type, just to get rid of any residue and build up a product. And if you have more oily hair naturally, you can definitely use it more often. I also love another one of my favorite ones. It's been my goal to not lose my hair postpartum. Like,
I love that you told me that. I was amazed by this tip.
Yes. So I'm like doing all the things so that I don't lose my hair. So my favorite tip is using rosemary essential oil with castor oil directly on the scalp and letting it sit overnight if you can, wrapping it in a turban, or just applying it 1 hour to 30 minutes before you shampoo your hair. And rosemary essential oil is actually supposed to be as effective as Rogaine in growing your hair back.
No way.
But all natural. Trav, you should try it on your little temple bits there.
I swear it works. Like, I had one day where I was like, oh no, my hair is falling out. Like, I started freaking out. There was just more than normal in the shower. So I immediately started doing the castor oil and the rosemary essential oil on my scalp. And then instantly, I swear it was instant, that my hair stopped falling out. So it's really great for your scalp health. And then castor oil has a unique ingredient that most other oils don't have that is also supposed to stimulate hair growth and your hair follicles. So it's a really thick combination. I mix them together and then use a color brush and bowl to apply it, because it's super thick. It's going to get just messy. And then just apply it everywhere to your scalp like you're doing a root touch up and let it sit.
If you were to sleep with that on,
I've slept with it on. Either just use a pillowcase that you don't mind.
A bonnet.
Those
bonnets that women of color use are like $3 on Amazon, and they stay on. I have a bonnet for when I'm going to do oil treatments overnight.
Yes, exactly. A bonnet, a turban, or you just use like pillowcase that you use when you wear a self tanner or something, you know, that's already destroyed.
You mean all of my pillowcases, sadly, have all met their fate, all the black and gray. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. But all right. So, you know, the foundation of all amazing hair looks is in the scalp, obviously. Oh my God. Have you tried that Augustinus Botter shampoo?
No, is it great?
So The scalp serum, which has the brand's proprietary, is it TCF8 or TFC8? Mm-hmm. Their proprietary ingredient that was created by Dr. Augustine Spotter, mm-hmm. who discovered it when he was treating burn victims, right? And regrowing skin cells. I have been putting it on, I have this little patch of like scalp eczema, and it's totally healing. Like I've always had this patch, and like I pick at it when I'm stressed, and so it never really heals. And now it's like it is healing. So I think there's something to it, but I really do think that I completely agree with you. And especially someone like me who washes their hair like once every 10 days, it's really important. I'm seeing a difference just by putting on this scalp serum before bed every, you know, like every other night, even though I'm still not washing my hair. But when I do wash my hair, I'm definitely going to do the apple cider vinegar scrub. I think that is a great idea.
Totally. It doesn't smell great, but
I can't wait to get into the rosemary. I use the drunk elephant scrub for the scalp, which I thought was really, really good because it has such thick crystals.
It's like scrubby.
Oh, it's really scrubby. The thick crystals, I think, actually like penetrate through the hair so you can actually get it on the scalp so you're not just exfoliating the middle of your hair ends, which I found a lot. And then Barbara Sturm's oil, obviously, she's her, so it's great. Mm-hmm. I think works amazing. I also want to know about postpartum hair because one of, I think, the most fascinating things just in nature is some women go from straight to curly and curly to straight texture. How was that with you? How have you seen that? And I feel like you don't want to combat that because, right, everyone who has thin hair, thinner hair wants to have curly hair. Everyone who has curly hair wants to have pin straight hair. Sometimes it's just a blessing.
Right. I mean, I will say I didn't notice a super change in texture. I did get a lot more gray hair after I had the baby, which I think is normal just from like stress and not sleeping. Yeah. But I also think that it's so, so important that women keep taking their vitamins after having a baby because everyone is so great about it when they're pregnant, like taking the prenatals, like really, really diligent about it. And then it's like, as soon as the baby comes, people like totally fall off the bandwagon of taking their vitamins. And I've kind of, you know, as I've been going through my own postpartum journey and like navigating not having postpartum hair loss, I ask everyone that I talk to that has children that lost their hair if they kept taking their vitamins, and 90% of them say that they didn't. And so that's been a big wake-up call to me to be like, okay, keep taking your vitamins, which it makes sense because you're so depleted after childbirth. Yeah. Like you basically gave everything you've been holding on to. Your body is going through huge hormonal shifts. And then if you're breastfeeding, all of your vitamins and nutrients are going to the baby through the breast milk. So if you're not replenishing yourself, like you're, because the baby's going to take what it needs to take. And then you come kind of secondary, you know, is what happens. So I've really, really been diligent about taking collagen and taking my prenatals still. So I love the Ollie gummy prenatal vitamins. They have DHA in them. They have omegas in them, which is really, really good for your hair and skin too. And then I keep it by my bed so that I don't forget to take them. So it's like every night before bed, I just pop them in. And it's kind of like, you know, they taste good. It's a little treat, you know, like your dessert while you watch a show or whatever it is.
And we know all about it. Travis once, you know, it was like a diet that we were on where we were just having coffee and gummy vitamins. Do you remember that time?
Oh my God. I did faint once during that diet because I was taking so many supplements and espresso that I was in a car and did pass out because my body was trying to filter through too many, you know, things. And I had espresso and I just passed out dead in the car. I'm prone to fainting, so it wasn't really that crazy, but so I had to chill a little bit. I have low blood pressure, so it sort of wasn't cute. So be careful. Don't take every supplement on the same day because it's embarrassing.
I do love those Ollie, the gummy peach rings with the collagen. They're delicious. My lunch, so, you know, my dessert after lunch. Fabulous.
I agree. That's one of my favorite ones. I also just put the powder in my coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like that one, I just put in my coffee. It's really easy. It doesn't taste like anything. And then it's like done.
You know, I think it's a great point that you bring up because, you know, it's like new moms are the ones who deserve to have more self-care in their life than anybody because they're caring so much for somebody else. But I think you're right that like so many new moms just like fall off that bandwagon of self-care. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that, you know, something is simple.
They can barely shower. You're like, I can't even pee in peace, much less take a shower when you have a newborn, you know?
Totally.
So, you know, the holidays are coming. The holidays are coming and everybody is going to be wanting to look cute, but we have less time than ever before. I feel like we're working from home. Some of us have smaller staffs than we did before. So it's like, how can we cut corners and make our hair look adorable?
I think first of all, like I said, the hair health, like using a good shampoo and conditioner in the shower, using non-damaging hot tools if you are going to be styling your hair so that you're not causing frizz and breakage, like GHD. That's why I love GHD tools.
Yep.
And then what I do, like this is my go-to for my own hair when I especially don't have time, is I give myself a really great blowout on, you know, the beginning of the week on Monday, set it, like put it in waves or whatever I'm going to do, use hairspray, like go the whole nine yards. And then I keep that for the week. Like I'm a once a week washer too. And then that's my base. And if I need to pull my hair back, if I need some, I might do a braid in it. I might put in a hair accessory, like all these different things, but that kind of ends up being the base. And I'm able to maintain that by using like a silk pillowcase when I sleep.
And then,
yeah, you can wrap it. I sleep with braids a lot too, or do like the heatless kind of wave things while I sleep just to maintain as well, which is really easy. And then it's super low maintenance in the morning if you have no time. But I also just think like for holiday season, if you're going to a party last minute or if you're getting dressed up, hair accessories are the best way to do it. And hair accessories are making a huge comeback right now. Like, we are seeing I think glam is back. Everyone is ready for, you know, going for it, being super glam, dressing up again, like going to parties. So I love seeing like bedazzled pearls, velvet, bows, just like the whole nine yards when it comes to hair accessories. And that's an easy way to instantly dress up a look.
Totally. And I feel like with hair accessories, it's like more is more, especially right now in this like glam moment, like just pile it on and you look like just dressed up.
Totally. Perfect. Well, for
we're talking to Justine Marjan, who has pushed this forward. Thank goodness. Pushed into the culture, is responsible for so many of the amazing, you know, abundance and hair accessories that we've seen in pop culture. First of all, thank you. Love it. And so what is sort of either new or an old time favorite that we can do for going to a holiday party? Please tell me you're using a menorah to create a waterfall braid. Okay. You know,
that's a genius idea.
That's a great idea.
I think some menorah little braids over the top and a half updo would be nice.
I love that. You know what? I love a luxury hair accessory now for holiday, just because it looks so like elegant and timeless. And Jennifer Bear's new holiday collection of accessories are insanely gorgeous.
I just saw them. I pulled some pieces for our holiday gift guide with a celestial.
Yeah.
Those like beautiful celestial dripping star little hairpins are out of control.
Oh, she has this bow that's like a big bow and it's all crystals of different shapes. It is so pretty. But to just pop that in like the back of your hair with just a simple, you know, style half up or even a braid would be so, so gorgeous.
I love that.
Oh my God. Those celestial stars are so amazing. And the gold butterflies, because then you can just wear an LBD to, you know, any function. And exactly. You're like, my hair is the glam here.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
And what about with ponytails? Because you always do the best like ponytails and braids, but to make a ponytail look kind of like big night out,
yeah.
What's the one thing that people should do? Like, is it about the placement? Is it about the accessories? Is it about, you know, how you fasten it?
I mean, to be honest, I think it's the fullness that you get in a ponytail. So if you have like fine or short hair, you know, you're just not going to get the same dramatic effect as if you have like longer hair or like a really thick, full ponytail. So I think hair extensions can really achieve that instantly. So if you're someone that has like finer hair, your hair won't grow past a certain length. I love the custom bonds that you can get from Great Lengths. And that's a more, you know, long-term solution. They can last like 4 to 6 months.
Oh, wow.
But if you just want an instant fix, I will just pop in like a ponytail extension and tape it around the base, or use, you know, one of those just classic wefts that you can like wrap around your ponytail, because it just gives the instant, you know, dramatic, drama, beautiful, bouncy.
Celebrity look.
Yeah,
and exactly. And if you're going for that celebrity high ponytail, like, let's be real, there's probably 10% of women on this planet who were born with the hair that's going to look like a red carpet ponytail. You got to roll some extensions up, mix them in there, however they say on the package.
Yeah.
And it just, they look so great because the ponytail's far enough away from your hair. So if the blonde's a little different, if the brunette's a little different, no one's going to tell other than if Justine Marjan is at this party with you, you know?
Totally.
True. So, I mean, I'm lucky because I have so much hair, and I feel like that's one thing that I love about having this extreme length right now is that when I put my hair up in a ponytail, it just looks so dramatic. But the thing that I miss that like I've always been just too chicken to do, I think when women have bangs and they wear a ponytail, it just looks so glamorous. So are there any bang clip-ins that look like kind of real that you would suggest? Where do you place it?
There are some. It's tricky. You got to make sure you have the type that where the hair splits in both directions so that when you put it in, some of it goes in the ponytail and then it blends it. But that's really the only way that it's going to render look real if you're using a clip-in bang, for sure.
Cool.
But I love that look, especially when there's face framing and you can cut it. I would take it to your stylist and have it cut for your face before you do it. Like, don't DIY it. It's especially with extensions. Like, it's just going to be a whole disaster and you'll end up wasting the money you spent on the hair.
Got it. Okay. So even if you're not using extensions and you want your hair to look fancy, how do you get that height in the front? That's the issue that I always have, is like that height in the front, because sometimes I like a center part with a slick down ponytail. Then it's like my ponytail's a little bit lower and I like that. But when I do a high ponytail, I kind of love getting that height in the front and
like
I never know how to do it.
Before the ponytail, like on the roof or after?
Like right at the hairline, like that kind of like almost like a pompadour-y looking ponytail. Yes.
So that's just about the hair prep. So I would also, you know, tease the roots, use a texturizing spray, and maybe set it in Velcro rollers just to get volume right at the roots. And then I would do the whole ponytail without that section. Like pull all of your hair back, leave these in the rollers till the last second. And then once your hair is in the ponytail and the place that you like it, all you have to do is take out the rollers and place this hair how you want to see it. And then secure it with a hair bungee, instead of an elastic, so that you can really place it how you want to see it without disrupting the shape that you created.
Makes sense to me. You know, normal humans have trouble working with bungees, but I got to say, I think it's once you get the hang of it, it's like the easiest thing to get. Like,
sometimes it's easier for me to get my own hair than using an elastic, especially if you have thick or long hair and the hair gets caught in the elastic when you're doing it. Like, it makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, before we let you go, because I know you have a baby to handle and a lot of work, she's the hardest working hairstylist in Hollywood. Justine, like, what do you think are the big hair trends for this winter?
I definitely think, like you said, the extreme length. Like, we're loving seeing long, healthy, luscious hair. And if your hair won't grow to that length, there's easy fixes for that. And you can definitely fake it with extensions. Like, I love tape-ins for like a quick fix. Usually will last, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So I do that for a lot of my clients before they go on vacations, if they're not going to be styling their hair, but they want that dramatic, like long lengths. Especially if you're going to be like on a tropical vacation, there's nothing sexier than like long beachy hair. So I love that. Great Lengths makes amazing ones that are really great quality, and the colors blend seamlessly with your natural hair. So it's a good, easy fix. If you want a long-term solution and you have short hair and your hair won't grow, you could do the individual bond extensions, and that gives, you know, a really flexible way. If you're pulling your hair back or up, you still have that flexibility with the bonds, Same from Great Lengths. It's made out of the same keratin that your hair is made out of. So the bonds are not going to damage your hair. They come in and out easily. And then I love seeing the ultra glam accessories for winter. Like, that's definitely coming back. We're also, like we said, the return to glam. So we're going to see tons of updos, like structured styles, less of the bohemian and more of the really like polished, refined updos for holiday season, which I think is so fun. I love a glamorous updo.
Oh, totally. I love a glamorous anything. Well, thank you so, so much, Justine Marjan, for joining us today. And of course, Travis, we could never do it without your mentioning of wanting to wear an LBD. I mean, of course, the most fabulous for holiday. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening. Come back next week for another episode of Glam Squad Confidential. I'm Gwen Flamberg. And until next time, stay gorgeous.